persistence of vision. The span of his gaze was so great, he could not see the generations come and go before him, flickering, quicker than motes on a sunbeam, growing, rotting, burning at a supersonic pace, flitting between the squares of a chessboard garden, too fast for the eye to catch. Their monuments lasted a moment longer, before melting like sugar in rain. Yet these he applauded, having watched great cathedrals rise and wither like convolvulus or runner beams. A mite colourless, he would have approved more exotic blossomings, but worthwhile enough. He wondered if perhaps they grew from seed, or rather who pollinated them, so that their brief lives might be perpetuated, and to what end? Before him, belligerent continents waged war, or else, supine in defeat, they ebbed and flowed, passive upon the tide. He would have liked to eavesdrop on their treaties and entreaties, but they spoke too hurriedly and in a whisper. He yearned to confide in intimacies, and he was reconciled to being alone. In truth, they had begun to weary him. They knew no wisdom, and their refusal to learn was irksome. Clearly this was home to the most rudimentary thought. Had he been young, had he remembered what it was like to be young, he might have wept with disillusionment. As it was, ever the stoic, he watched the terrain crumble further into ashes and clasped his arms tight against the onset of an eternal winter.